is that special night, 6 o'clock, Wednesdays, Beers with Bob. Bob Cooney, Andrew Salchunas, we are here, we are back. We are uninterrupted by pregame basketball, Andrew.
Wait a minute. The Nationals just scored another run.
The Nationals are still scoring runs. You're not in a good mood.
No!
Yeah.
No! And I just saw, I credit Matt Gelb for live tweeting Joe Girardi's post-game press conference. Do you know Joe Girardi is finally considering a change at the closer position? When I've only been asking for that for, I don't know, 3 seasons? He's not a closer.
Hector is not a closer.
I think he's a competent reliever who throws a mid-90s fastball and a good splitter that maybe can get you out of a jam in the 7th or 8th inning. But he does not have the stones to pitch in the 9th.
For those who can't see us in here in studio, Andrew just did a stones impression with his hands.
I basically did the you have no marbles from Major League.
I left my computer. You got to keep talking.
All right, I'll keep on going. So Hector Neris blows another save. He's now 10 of 15 this season. 10 of 15. Just last year, he was a mess. 2 years prior to that, he was a mess. He's never been reliable. But then there's always the, well, he'll go out there any day you need him. I don't care. I'll go out there any day you need me. You have to try somebody new. And then there's the, well, you can't trust Alvarado. I get it. You can't trust Archie Bradley. I get it. But you know who you can't trust? The guy who's been doing it for the past 3 seasons and has struggled. You have to try something new is all I'm asking.
Here's a stat that'll tell you you can't really trust David Hale either.
Oh, God.
So this is from Bob Wankel.
I love Bob from Crossing Broad.
There you go.
That was a good job.
David Hale against opposing hitters with the bases loaded this season. Listen to this, people. With the bases loaded this year, David Hale has faced 7 batters. They have gone 6 for 7.
Oh, that's pretty good.
With the bases loaded, 6 for 7. 3 doubles, a single, 2 grand slams, 17 total runs.
Yeah, his ERA is above 6 now this season.
And yet, as he walked off the field, the umpire felt obligated to check if he had any foreign substances about him.
Maybe made the ball go farther. I mean, it's a joke, right, that this guy's still on the roster. David Hale, he shouldn't have made the roster to begin with, but he makes it. And then Joe Girardi decides to use him in big spots at times. And it hasn't worked all season long.
No.
So here's the thing, Bob. I tweeted it out earlier. That number has changed since I put out the tweet. But the bullpen ERA at the time that I tweeted it at this season is a 4.48. It has obviously gotten higher because more runs have been allowed since I tweeted that. Last year was a historically bad season at a 7.06, right? 7.06 was the bullpen ERA last year.
Right.
4.48 is still not winning you anything.
No.
It's a joke. You guys had a whole offseason to try to figure out.
Phillies had a 4-0 lead in the second inning. The Phillies had a 5-2 lead. The Phillies had a 9-5 lead. The Phillies had a 12-11 lead going into the 9th inning. They blew them all. In the 5th and 6th innings today, the Phillies issued 7 walks. That's almost hard to do, Andrew.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I don't know what it is, you know. It goes back to the, is Girardi just not calling the right shots? I don't know. Or is it just that this bullpen sucks and that the talent on this team sucks and that the previous regime completely put the Phillies in an awful situation? And it's not like the guys that Dombrowski brought in have been all that fantastic. So I don't know. This team is breaking my heart because it's every single year now. Second longest active playoff list streak, playoff drought, whatever you want to call it. Only behind the Seattle Mariners, who are going on like 20 years at this point. It's just, it's become laughable, or I don't know. How do you feel? Like, sometimes
not
I
laughable.
Laugh.
There's not a lot going on in Philly sports. It makes it laughable lately.
Sometimes I laugh.
But you know, Beers with Bob isn't all about that, is it, Andrew?
No, what's
we're here to
about?
Have fun. Beers with Bob, you know what it is. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. It's the day that you, 6 o'clock, you're just getting home from your third day of work. There's only 2 days left. So this is a downslide. Sit back, get in your recliner, get in your favorite chair. Oh, excuse me. All we ask you to do is grab your favorite cocktail.
Go to Colorado?
I don't know. Grab your favorite cocktail, sit back, and as my parents used to say to each other every afternoon, Andrew, and yesterday would have been my dad's, who had me very late in life, so this has nothing to do with my age. Yesterday would have been my dad's 100th birthday.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, so sit back, grab a glass, and do as my parents did and say, Happy Wednesday. Cheers, Andrew.
Cheers.
So, all right, should we get away from the Phillies? You want to talk about them a little more? All right, no, let's go back to last night.
Okay.
All right, because the last topic that you brought up was Joe Girardi. And Chuck in Northeast Philly, we're going to get to you in 1 second, but I got to get Andrew's feeling on this. So Scherzer gets checked once, maybe twice last night. Was it twice before Girardi went out of the third? Was it a third time?
It was a third time.
All right, so Scherzer gets checked twice. Nothing the first time, nothing the second time. A third time, Joe Girardi's explanation was, I've known Matt Scherzer a long time. I've never seen him take his hat off and go to his hair as much as he did tonight. Therefore, to protect my club, I needed to have him checked. I didn't mean any harm on anybody. I forget his exact terms, but that's what it is. So Scherzer gets ticked off.
Yes.
Girardi comes out of the dugout as he's getting stared, after he gets stared down by Scherzer walking off the field, and starts mouthing, but it's with the bench coach of the Nationals more than Scherzer.
Yeah, so I implore everyone to check out this guy named John Boy. On Twitter, J-O-M-B-O-Y. He is his video went viral a few years ago when Aaron Boone got ejected.
Yes, yeah.
And Boone was screaming, my guys are savages, yes, in the box. John Boy does the lip reading. He tries to find out what the guys are saying. So John Boy figured out that it was actually the bench coach. I don't know his actual name, but he
called him like L. King.
It's like K-Long.
Yeah, K-Long. K-Long. Yes,
and
yes,
he was actually on Girardi's coaching staff when he was in New York.
Right.
So they knew each other. They were bouncing back and forth, and they wanted to fight, it looked like.
So, you know, we're a city that loves to see a manager fighting for his team, but last night that kind of seemed like, really? What are you doing, Joe?
Yeah, I mean,
to me, what did it seem like to you?
I go, hey, Joe, listen, Scherzer's a Hall of Famer. Let's just leave it at that, man. Like, Max Scherzer is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer at some point. And your team strikes out at an alarming rate as it is. So now you couple the two of those things. I get it. Maybe he was trying to find some sort of edge to throw off Scherzer. I don't know. Then it goes to the Bush League conversation and whatnot.
Right.
And when the rules first came out last week, they said that the umpires could eject a manager for trying to get the umpires to check the pitcher to try to take an advantage of slowing down the pitcher and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
He didn't get ejected for that. He got ejected for storming out of the
field.
Coming on the field. He probably should have been ejected for that because it was now a third time.
Yeah. Third time on a I was surprised. I looked up Max Scherzer this morning. He's 36 years old. I was surprised at that.
All those years with
the
Tigers.
He did. I know he's been around for a while, but 36 surprised
me. And he's still pumping 96.
And he's a respected pitcher in the league. That was...
Yeah, I didn't like Girardi's move there.
Yeah, Egan said it this morning that it reeked of desperation.
Yeah, it did.
I was wondering, desperation of what? Trying to get your players to believe in you, trying to win a game when you're desperate to win a game. I don't know what the desperation exactly is. But I've had trouble understanding Joe Girardi pretty much all season.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Girardi's been really a disaster, and this is coming from a guy who was trying to get Gabe Kapler out of town for 2 seasons, opening day of his first ever, you know, time.
Oh, you mean Gabe Kapler, whose team's like 17 games over 500?
Yeah, that same guy. I don't think it would have worked.
Oh, it was your fault that he left?
Yeah, it's my fault. I don't think it would have worked here. There's a lot of stories outside of just his managerial style in-game. It's the way he handled himself behind closed doors, in the locker room. You guys can Google it, find it out yourself. I mean, he was a tough guy to try to change a culture of. And you know, he fits perfectly out there in San Fran, that kind of style of living out there, right? It didn't work here in Philadelphia. Girardi made sense. Guy with pedigree, a guy that managed a World Series team with the Yankees, managed well with a team that should not have played well when he was with the Marlins. Obviously a catcher. I always love catchers as managers, because they're sometimes the smartest guys on the field. But he's been a complete disappointment. Last year, I chalked it up to, it's not his fault the bullpen's this bad. But this year, you put David Hale in the spot again. Bases loaded. Hector Neris, it's taking you up until now to realize he shouldn't be your closer?
Why is it that it seems coaches and veteran coaches who have done it other places are so stubborn in their ways
when
fans and everything are calling for it weeks and games in advance?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, sure you can.
Mr. McCutchen hits a grand slam today.
Yeah, he did. How about that?
Awesome. Why didn't he start today? They were just off. a few days ago.
They have had so many days off lately, and another one off tomorrow.
Yeah, they're off again tomorrow.
No
idea. Why would you sit McCutchen today when he's actually been one of your hotter bats in the lineup, and you sit him? This is a big game. It's a divisional opponent that you just lost to yesterday, 3-2. And hey, listen, Jankowski had a home run.
Yeah.
So, you
know, a couple more hits today.
Whatever. He went 3-for-4.
Yeah.
So, hey, good job. But I can't help but go, why didn't he play? There was a moment 2 weeks ago when the Phillies were off earlier in the week, off on a Friday, and JT doesn't start.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are we doing here?
I don't know.
Your team's been struggling all season long. You got to get somebody hot.
You have to get somebody hot. What is your long-term goal here? Now, they send down Maton today, which, okay, you know, whatever. But he got hot there for a while. He was kind of showing something. You're going to need a second baseman at some point. Are you growing young kids? Are you going with older guys? Are you trying to win now? Are you looking to the future? What exactly would you say it is you do here?
I don't know. And you send him down.
You just rolled your eyes in a way that they were in the back of your head. All I could see was the whites of your eyes.
They send him down to call up Matt Moore.
Yeah. Yeah,
Matt Moore, who too has been a disaster. Nah. A disaster. And I got to say this right away, because Mark in South Jersey's on hold. Mark, Velasquez can't close. His worst inning sometimes is his first inning. Now, he's been spectacular this year. To an extent.
He's had spectacular flashes.
Obviously not right now.
Yes.
But Velasquez's career ERA in the first inning of work, not the first inning, first inning of work, is like a 5.
Yeah.
So that means his first inning of work would be the 9th.
Well, yeah. I'm up for anything.
He can't close.
If you have somebody else that you can get in that starting position, I'm up for trying Vinny. I mean, you know, I'd try anything.
But then you got to replace him in the rotation.
I hear you. And you go Spencer Howard, and he can only go
carousel all over again.
I know. It's all
here, because the show is brought to us by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Yes, it is.
To win. It's the same thing as last year. Once the bullpen comes out, live line, the opposing team.
There it is. Yeah, they got up 5-0 today, and I think it was my son, or 4-0, whatever it was. I think my son said, this isn't good.
I mean, the live line must have been -4 or -5, or +5.
Probably, yeah.
For the Nationals, when they're down as big as they were?
Jeez. Oh, it's no good. Chuck in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Chuck?
Yo, guys, first-time caller. Where are you guys at tonight? Because I'd love to come down and hang out with you. I just cracked one open. but I'm tired of eating these salt sandwiches since the Sixers. And look, before I get to the Phillies, there's only one doc in this city. So the coach is Glenn Rivers, okay? And that's all I got to say about the Sixers. But if you saw last night, Romito threw a dart to second base, and Brad Miller's at second base.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped the ball.
Well, Brad Miller's another guy
second base.
No, they think they can do this. They did this with Scott Kingery. Guys that have never played positions before cannot just all of a sudden play that position in Major League Baseball. It drives me crazy, Chuck.
I know. And the thing is, I'd rather have Maton and Luke Williams playing. If not, send them down. Let them play every day. How long is Segura on the DL? I don't want Brad Miller. He's a bench player. He's a pinch hitter. I don't want him bringing him back anyway.
All right, well, Chuck, sit back, have a couple tonight, relax, try to get your good feelings going. And
I'm tired of eating salt sandwiches with these teams in this city.
I hear you, Chuck. Thanks so much. Much appreciated. That's just a little bit of the frustration that's going on around here, Andrew. I got to tell you, 6 o'clock hour, it's brought to you by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Brad Miller has played 181 games at the second base position. He started in 140 of them, right?
It's a season.
Huh?
It's a season.
Yeah. In his X amount of career years.
Right.
The last time he's played double-digit games at second base, I'm doing this quickly, was in 2019 when he played 13 games for the Indians at second base. I mean,
I don't know. You know, and now the people that you do have set positions, is Boehm a third baseman? I don't know. Many people think you should move him over to first because Rhys Hoskins, is he even any baseman? Is he anything out there? Is he a designated hitter once that comes into the National League only?
Yes, yeah. But Rhys Hoskins, and listen, I love the home run he hit yesterday was huge
yeah.
to make it a 3-2 game.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's got a lot of home runs this season, but a lot of them came very early on. He is such a streaky hitter.
Yeah.
He could hit 5 home runs in a week, and then he went 0 for 30.
0 for 33.
Just last week.
Yeah.
And that's been
And
his,
then broke out of it with 2 homers against the Dodgers.
That's been his career.
Yes, it is.
Right? So it's like, all right, hey, every once in a while, Rhys Hoskins can be hot for you.
His best hot streak came as he came up to the majors.
Yeah, and that was, what, 2017 now?
Yeah, where it was you had to watch him hit every yeah. time he was up there.
And so I can't rely on a guy who's going to go 0 for 30. That's 6 games.
Yeah.
7 games.
Yep.
I can't rely on that.
No, this team just
reeks. He's the middle of the order.
They reek of mediocrity. And today's game just shows it. You get up 4-0, you get up 5-2, you can't hold leads, you wind up losing a bad game. They just are so frustrating. And I don't know why we should. I said it at the beginning of the year, I had them at like 83, 82 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Like a 500 team.
You're the smart one.
No, I'm not saying that, but I just keep saying that they just keep proving, whether I predicted 85, 88, I don't care. It's just they keep proving they are exactly what a 500 team is.
Yeah.
They're decent at home. They suck on the road. They have 3-game, 5-game winning streaks. They go out west and go 2-4.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the epitome. If you were to look up 500 baseball teams throughout baseball, this is it.
Yep.
This is what you get. You know, you get some good strings and you get really bad strings.
Yeah.
And you lose some horrible games and you win some fun games. It's just you're going to get a little bit of everything. But the losses are going to weigh evenly with the wins.
Yeah, I mean, you look at this rotation, right? Your only stopper, really, like legitimate stopper, has been Zach Wheeler and Eflin at points this season.
Right.
And Wheeler was awful yesterday, but I don't think he's a terrible pitcher. But, you know, you put a lot of bread in your basket of Aaron Nola, and he's been inconsistent all season long. You tried the Matt Moore, Chase Anderson experiment at the beginning of the season. That clearly didn't work. Velasquez has had his moments, as you mentioned, but today got banged up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer Howard can't go more than 3 innings. He pitches into the fourth and loses it.
He can't go more than 60 pitches,
it
seems.
It's incredible.
I've never seen anything like it. I don't understand it a little bit.
No, he's basically showing you that he's a long reliever. Like, he's showing you that, like, you have to keep Ranger Suarez ready to go every time Spencer Howard pitches.
Now, Ranger wasn't available today?
No, he pitched.
Oh, he did pitch. Yeah. Okay, I saw someone, because I was driving in a lot during that game, so I missed a lot of things that happened, but I thought I saw someone on Twitter later on that said,
oh, wait, I'm sorry, he did not pitch today. He pitched yesterday. That's my fault.
Right. Did he go? Yeah. How much did he go yesterday?
An inning and 2/3, I believe.
Okay. So, I don't know.
I forgot because they had 8 different guys go today.
Yeah. Is that how many went today? 8?
It was 5.
Okay.
Bradley, 2/3 of an inning, 1 earned.
Coonrod, 1 home run.
I mean, Coonrod's been awful. He came out of the gates hot to start the season, but he's gone right back to where he was with the Giants last year. This is what drives me crazy, Bob. Last year, you brought in everybody, like all the guys that you brought in were all career 5+ ERA guys,
right?
Or the previous season was like an 8+, but hey, 3 years ago they had a good year, so let's give an opportunity. Coonrod's that same guy. His ERA was over 5 last year with the Giants.
Yeah.
And then you bring him in, and I get it, he was great at the start of the season, but you know how it is in baseball. A lot of teams can't hit early on in the season when guys are pumping 98.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden the ball's flying. Bob, it's driving me crazy. I love this team.
Yeah, I know you do. You're one of the biggest. You and Tyler, too. Tyler Zulli is producing the show tonight. You and Tyler are two of the biggest baseball guys we have at this station. And to go through what we went through with the 76ers and that finishing on Sunday, and I talked about it. Like, look, our natural instinct as Philadelphia sports fans is, okay, now that your head dipped for a day or two because you're in mourning of the Sixers, now you pick it up and you look and you say, all right, who's next? So all your attention goes to... I said this on the morning show today. Now all your attention goes to the Phillies.
Yep.
So the first game, basically, that Sixers fans can sit in front of a TV, and I'm not saying Sixers fans, sports fans in this city.
Right.
And they can really direct... Afternoon game, you can direct your attention on the Phillies, and they do this.
It goes 4 hours and 19 minutes.
It's unbelievable. The depths that Philadelphia sports has gone to over the last week, It's horrible.
Yeah, it's sad. It's depressing. It sucks. And I just want to love these teams. Well, I do love them.
Well, you know, you can sit back and you can love your beers tonight while you're listening to the show with us. Beers with Bob, which is what we want you to do. We want you to have fun. Sit back, forget about your troubles for a little bit. We did get something earlier from Mr. Clayton, I believe, who was drinking a foreign object. And he said, cheers to Beers with Bob, which was good. Actually Clayton H. So it's CJ H-U Dome. Hudome, CJ Hudome, who sent us a picture of what he's drinking tonight, because after that Phillies game, you kind of need something.
I like when people send in the photos of the beer.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's cool. It's things that you and I don't have any.
I could join you.
But yeah, you're taking it easy after your... Andrew went to Boulder, Colorado, Denver, Colorado this weekend for a wedding, and he showed me some pictures. And
had a good time.
Andrew didn't behave well.
Had a good time, man.
Yeah, he had a good time. But you know what else is a good time? The playoffs, the NBA playoffs, and they're here. And you'll be in hoops heaven betting on all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. FanDuel is taking the excitement to another level. New and existing users can bet risk-free throughout the playoffs. And new users get up to $1,000 back if your first bet doesn't win. Once you have an account, you can bet one same-game parlay risk-free every week. Now, the playoffs have been crazy so far. You have two games done in the West Eastern Conference. Starts tonight with Milwaukee and Atlanta. We'll talk a little bit about that later on, what some odds you might have there. And if your bet doesn't win, you'll get $10 back. Basketball fans, now's the perfect time to give FanDuel a shot. Just sign up with promo code BEER to bet the playoffs risk-free. That's promo code BEER exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. 21 and older and present in Pennsylvania. Risk-free bet for first online real money wager only, and refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Same game parlay, refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Match refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Beers with Bob.
Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. More ways to win.
On 97.5 The Fanatic, Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes. It is Beers with Bob. Bob Cooney, Andrew Salchunas. We got Tyler Zuli making us look better tonight.
He's playing the Gin Blossoms right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Did you see what
I did. We talked about it this morning on the John Kincaid show. That was funny.
It was fantastic.
It was part of Pat's Takes today.
Oh, I love Pat's Takes.
Brought to you by Pat's Takes.
Pat's Takes, yeah.
Yes. Right. You see what they did there?
It's good work.
Yeah, it's good work by our sales department. Yeah, so Beers with Bob. We are presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. More ways to win. And Andrew, give us those lines again that you just did in the reads, if, in case people are coming back, timing our breaks perfectly. Tonight you have the Atlanta Hawks game one at the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yes.
You say you don't watch, and I heard a lot of people say that. A couple guys on
watching.
The morning show said, I'm like, why?
It's
sports and it's competition.
I'm not watching.
You hate Atlanta so bad for what they did to your 76ers.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm also going to be miserable. And I say lay the eight. Against the Hawks, because screw the Hawks and let's go Bucks. But I can also say this, if I see the Bucks sweep the Hawks, I might not get any joy out of it, because I'll go, how come they could do it? And how come the Sixers couldn't?
It's that fine line, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's why I'm just going to stay away from it.
There's some people that have the rule, oh, I want to see the Hawks win because it proves that they're a good team. There's others, obviously, that want to see the Hawks get trounced for what they did to the 76ers.
Well, no, because I don't like that way of looking at it, the first one that you said, because... then that means the Sixers could have beaten the Bucks. So I don't like the way you can spin it any way you want. The Sixers should have won that series in five games. Instead, it went seven, in which they lost. And now they're playing golf or PUBG, whatever the hell Ben Simmons does instead of shooting. Sorry, that was a low.
Wow, you're like, Ty. Are we getting miserable old man Andrew tonight?
I'm angry.
Yeah, you really are.
I'm angry, man.
Is Tyler all right over there?
He's on the phone with Chris.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see he was on the phone.
See when it's got the little star
on
it?
No, I wasn't looking at the board. I was looking at Tyler, and it looked like he was dozing off over there. But
maybe
he's holding the phone with his shoulder. But, yeah, I want to watch this series. I want to see what happens. Tyler says we should watch the Union instead tonight. That's a good out.
That's a pretty good alternative, right?
It's a great alternative. We had Union coach Jim Curtin on the morning show this morning, and he was down in Sea Isle this week, and he may have had a beer or two with Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce this
weekend. Right. They were down there.
Yeah, he said he met up with them yesterday.
Did you see Jason Kelce do he chugged a beer against a girl who shotgunned a beer.
I wasn't impressed.
By who?
Kelce. Or the girl.
Well, the girl.
Shotgun.
You can't lose a shot. No. She should never.
She should never try that again. Take like 4 seconds.
You know, she should stop and retire from shotgunning beers immediately. Yeah. If you're listening, stop.
Yeah. Jason's chug was okay.
You think you could out chug Jason Kelce?
I don't chug beer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did from early age.
Okay.
In early age.
By the way, Union -135 on FanDuel Sportsbook app.
Ah.
Favorites tonight against
Columbus.
That is
on TV tonight, right, Ty? That Union game, as far as we know, thumbs up, thumbs down, something. It's either on TV or it's not. We could find action somewhere, I'm sure. But I love watching Union games. I wish we gave out 4 tickets this morning.
Yeah, I heard that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so we got friends of the morning show are sitting with friends of Ben tonight.
It doesn't say that they're on a channel, but I'm sure you can find it somewhere.
Oh, yeah, we'll find it somewhere.
By the way, have you been watching the Euro soccer?
Just a very little bit.
I've watched more soccer this year.
Have you?
Since I can't. Now, remember, we were watching the Union when they were in the bubble.
Sure.
So I was watching Union last year. And now this, I love.
You love the CONCACAF?
No. I'm more of a country, you know.
Music? We're talking sports, Andrew.
No, I love I love the World Cup, right?
Right.
So I love this European tournament right now. It's fantastic.
Yes.
I've been locked in.
My schedule just hasn't really coincided with locking in.
Well, see, I luck out because they start at noon.
Yeah.
And I just have them on the studio the whole time here with Anthony.
Ah, well then, yeah, you're lucky
that
way.
But it's been fantastic.
Yeah, I it was funny. I didn't really love watching soccer up until... our son Kyle, who played, you know, serious high school soccer and stuff like that, and was decent at it. Then I didn't mind watching, you know, high level soccer, EuroLeague soccer, and all. And then World Cup, I can't get enough of.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Men, women, I don't care who it is.
No, I love it.
Yep. World Cup soccer. And I just haven't. Like I said, I've been busy with this house and stuff like that, so I haven't had a chance just to sit down in the afternoon and watch some games.
Yeah, that's true. Now, a team that a lot of people are in love with, and I've watched 3 of their games now, Croatia.
Mm-hmm.
And they're +500 against Spain in 5 days.
Yes. I didn't think we would be talking Croatian soccer tonight.
Why not, man? It's here on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. You have everything on the FanDuel Sportsbook
app. Oh, my gosh. There's so much you can bet on, so much fun that can be had. If you're a new bettor... If you just want to try things out, it basically walks you through anything you want to do.
Yes, it does.
Who's your favorite player? Giannis Antetokounmpo. Okay.
Take the over 32.5.
There it is. Here's a number that you can post for his point totals, his points and rebound totals, his rebound and assist totals, his points, rebounds, and assist totals. There's so many fun things you can do. FanDuel Sportsbook. It's awesome.
Are you miserable watching the Phillies? So why don't you bet on another team in the division? The Miami Marlins tonight, +112 at home against Robbie Ray and the Blue Jays.
I'm
taking the Marlins with Trevor Rogers on the mound.
I'm not going to go against you on any of your bets because you did hit that $4.1 million a few weeks ago. So it's hard.
You know somebody texted me last week
and asked how much you won?
Dude, you won $4
million? Something like that. Well, that's how you can afford to get your own private jet out to Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah, exactly.
Shuttle on over to Denver and, you know, do some weddings this weekend.
Dodgers Padres tonight, man. You in?
Oh, absolutely.
You got Bauer v. Musgrove.
We'll get back to that. I almost bet Kincaid this morning because he said, I said something about, I can't believe San Fran's got a 3-game and a 4-game lead respectively on the Dodgers and the Padres.
Yeah.
He said, they wind up in third. He said it as a matter of factly as anything. I almost wanted to take a bet against him.
The Giants?
Yeah.
No, I agree with him. They're going to fall apart. That's what Kapler's done. I'll stand by it.
Okay.
It's still a young, like, listen, I give them all the credit in the world. I give him all the credit in the world.
Sure.
I've given him credit for his first 81 games, his 2 years here in Philadelphia. It's the second 81 games.
Yeah.
Where he falls apart.
Okay. Well, you're right, because he always had the Phillies kind of in contention.
They were all, remember the Andy McPhail, if we do, we do, we don't. They were in first place of the National League East when he said that.
No, you're right.
They were in first place.
Oh, my God. That might be the last time the Phillies. Did they dabble in first place at all this year?
Yeah, they went. They swept the Braves start the season.
Yeah.
And remember, the Mets and Nationals didn't start right away because of COVID, and the Marlins did not sweep their opponents. So the Phillies were in first place.
Giants are plus 500 to win the National League West.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Good work by you, Tyler.
Are you intrigued by that?
You know, you said it. They're a young team, a new manager. Sometimes teams find that pot of gold and they just ride it out for a season. At plus 500? I don't know, Ty. I think I'd give that a shot. Plus 500? What about you?
See, my problem with the Giants is, and they've maintained this kind of play so far, but I don't know if it's sustainable over 162 games. They score almost exclusively on the home run. And if that ever dries up, I'm not so sure that they're a competitive offense with those two teams down the stretch. So right now, it maybe, but I don't think that I could get into it just yet. I'd have to see another 20 games or so.
Okay. All right, that sounds fair.
Now, I'm looking at some futures here on FanDuel Sportsbook.
Here goes. This is where one eye starts spinning one way, the other eye starts spinning the other. He gets a little steam coming out of his head, but that could be from what he was doing this weekend in Colorado.
That could be it, too.
But here's where, Andrew, listen up, because this is what he did about 3 weeks ago. Threw just things out there, and it wound up garnering him over $40 million.
So, well, I'm looking at a futures bet, and this isn't crazy because the money's not that great. But right now, Shohei Ohtani is the second best odds to win the American League MVP award at plus 110. Vlad Jr. is in first at plus 100. Now, Vlad Jr. is an absolute stud.
Yeah.
Right? He's must-watch baseball. If you're Major League Baseball, and I know it comes down to the writers, you better pick Ohtani. Because he's pitching well.
Yeah.
It's not like when he pitches, his ERA is like 4. Like, no, he's actually been fantastic on the mound this year. He's hit 23 home runs already. He's got 54 RBIs.
That is amazing.
And he also pitches.
And you want comparison?
He pitches once a week.
Rhys Hoskins has, I believe Rhys leads the Phillies with 18.
Yes.
Yeah. Ohtani has 23.
Yeah.
And he's a full-time pitcher.
His ERA is 2.70, Bob.
That's a good bet.
So
that's a great bet. Like, read the numbers again. Ohtani's plus what?
Plus 110.
110. Leader is Guerrero at plus 100.
Plus 100. And then Xander Bogaerts is in third, but it's plus 2,500, so don't even worry about that.
It has to, like, if you're a baseball writer, unless Ohtani blows out his arm and gets hurt like he did last year, if he's doing things, like, literally, pitching and hitting, there's no way he should not win MVP.
No. I mean, his record is, what is he, 5-4, I want to say?
3-1.
Oh, he is 3-1.
10 starts with a 2.70 ERA. And plus, wins shouldn't matter, especially when you play for a dog bleep franchise like the Anaheim Angels.
That's so disappointing being out there. But, yeah, I think the newness of it all, that this is happening, is it something that maybe starts something in baseball where you don't turn your best athletes away as being... Your best athletes become pitchers.
Yes.
And at one point, they were probably really good hitters. But then you turn them into solely into pitchers, and they can't hit anymore. Maybe this starts a trend where through high school and colleges, you let your best hitters hit, whether they're a pitcher or not. Maybe this starts something. I think the newness of it all has a sports writer saying, I got to vote for Ohtani.
You have to. Listen, Vlad Jr. also has 23 home runs and is also hitting 340. Right? The guy's an absolute stud.
Yeah, he's a monster.
But it's not like, again, it's not like Ohtani's got an ERA of 5.
No, he's not.
Like,
no.
He's pitching very in the American League, Bob.
Yeah.
His ERA is 2.7. So I would look at him as a futures bet to win American League MVP.
That should be fun. I like that bet.
Now,
I like it a lot.
Could you see two pitchers winning it? Because DeGrom's still the favorite in the National League.
It's amazing what he's doing.
Oh, incredible.
I mean, it's absolutely amazing what this guy is doing this year. And the likes of which we've never seen. Jamie and I were watching TV the other day, and it went to a stat back to 1900. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous what this guy is doing. It's a shame. The mental block that that team has when he pitches that they can't hit is amazing.
He's allowed 4 earned runs this season, Bob. And hold on, how many RBIs does he have? Because I know it was, I think he has more RBIs. He has 6 RBI this year.
Wow.
He's allowed 4 earned runs.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that like, it's ridiculous.
That's got to be something that's never been done before in baseball.
Probably not. Meanwhile, do you know what today's 50-year anniversary is?
50?
For the Phillies.
Give me a year. What's 50 years ago? 71?
71.
Oh, Chris Short?
No.
Rick Wise?
Yes.
Rick Wise. 2 home runs against Cincinnati Reds, right?
While also and throwing a no-hitter.
Right, yeah,
Now, let me ask you. Why is that not talked about as one of the best single game performances of all time?
1971 Phillies were horrendous.
Okay. No-hitter, 2 home runs, same year.
That's pretty good.
At least in baseball, right? So
I think why does
100
it,
points in, you know, Will Chamberlain, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Why does it ring into my head that they won that game 4-1?
Let me check.
Yeah, check that out. I don't know why I have it in my head. And if that's the case, maybe because he gave up a run, it was a no-hitter. People are like, but maybe not. I don't know why I have it in my head that the game was 4-1.
So I really have to Google.
I think Don Money might have hit a home run in that game too, Andrew. Check it out, will you?
Box score of no-hitter by Rick Wise.
Look at you.
The Phillies won 4-0.
Okay. All right. I was wrong.
And home runs. No, just Rick Wise.
Okay.
2 home runs.
Did Don Money at least play third base in that game? Or somewhere on the field for the Phillies?
Does Don Money exist? No, I'm kidding. No, he did not. John Vukovic.
Vuk.
Played third base that
How about
game.
That? One of the greatest 4. Feats?
Single game.
Yeah.
It's not talked about ever.
No, that is pretty good.
And in baseball, so Kerry Wood threw, what, 21 strikeouts?
21, yeah. I can still see some of his pitches that day.
Did he hit 2 home runs in that game? Was it a no-hitter?
No.
Like, this is a no-hitter where he also hit 2 home runs.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Like, it hit me today. The Phillies tweeted out the, you know, the highlights from that game. And I was like, why is this not talked about more?
So I heard somewhere today that's also the anniversary of a famous no-hitter. So Babe Ruth started a game and walked the first batter of the game.
Okay.
I think I heard this on the Phillies broadcast. Walked the first hitter of the game and got so mad at the umpire, had words with him and everything. Ruth left the mound, went and punched the umpire in the nose and got ejected from the game after walking the first batter of the game. They bring in a relief pitcher who shut down 27 straight. So it was officially a combined no-hitter.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's when he was with the Red Sox, too. Baseball has some of the best...
Oh, they got great stories.
When I was in my early 20s, maybe late teens, was when I first got my hands on a baseball encyclopedia. And, man, I couldn't stop. I loved getting the baseball encyclopedia every year and looking through it and looking through it and looking through it.
It is awesome.
That was one of the best books ever.
That's awesome.
And there was a Bob Cooney who pitched a third of an inning in the major leagues.
Was it you?
No. No, it's back in like the early 1900s.
I've seen your arm.
Or something like that. It's raggy.
You drilled me in the head with a tennis ball today.
I didn't drill you. As soon as Andrew opened the door to come into the office, I lobbed a tennis ball at him, thinking, all right, let's see your reactions. Both his hands were full, so he...
I headed it.
He headed it.
It was a header.
He did a header.
I've been watching soccer.
Jim Curtin would have been proud of you.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Even though it went, like, to the side. It wasn't all that great.
So do you have any other things you like looking at tonight? Basketball, I know you're not fine. Did you see the win last night by the Phoenix Suns?
I'm watching that series. I'm just not watching.
Oh, you'll watch that one.
I'm just not watching the Eastern Conference.
Because Devon Givens, who will be coming up next, taking you from 7 to 10 tonight, as he does every weeknight, usually 6 o'clock. Devon is the best.
Yes, he is.
What pissed me off most about the Sixers losing in the playoffs was not being able to do pregame with Devon.
Yeah.
Because I just enjoy that thoroughly. I listen to what he says. Anyway, his cousin, Mikal Bridges, obviously playing for the Phoenix Suns. They go up 2-0 last night on a last-second dunk, inside of a second
Incredible.
Dunk. Incredible play. The execution of it was great. They used Devin Booker kind of as a decoy, mm-hmm. and then had the roll in an alley-oop from Crowder through it. And
perfect.
Ayton just went
perfect
up and
pass.
Got it. Yeah, and the first reaction was goaltending goal interference, but there is none on an inbounds play. So,
did you hear Monty Williams, who we gave credit to?
Yeah, Brett Brown,
because remember the Rocco.
Yeah.
I remember that game. Covington was like ice cold.
Which he has a lot of games.
Yeah, so I don't like him. Yeah. But he made that. It wasn't even. He didn't dunk it. I remember he was falling down and laid it in. It was a great play. I'll give him credit for it. It was a great play.
That was unbelievable last night. So Phoenix goes up 2-0 in that series over the L.A. Clippers. Really good game last night. What stood out to me mostly, Andrew, was big players were making big plays at the end of the game. Like taking that game by the, what'd you call them before? Kahunis? That's what they were doing.
Oh, I should have said balls earlier.
Oh, God. See, I'm trying to keep, people are about to have dinner. I'm trying to get their little cup of cocktails, and you know, you got to go that way. That was just rude.
Sorry.
So that's what I noticed last night. You saw Chris Paul, say what you will about him, but he tried to take that game and almost won it for him. Of course, he missed two big free throws. But you could see the guys that were putting their fingerprints on that game.
Yep.
And it was exactly what ticked me off about this Sixers team in Game 5, in Game 7. They had nobody, and I mean nobody, that stepped up and tried to grab that game from around the neck and say, I got this, I'm taking it over. And they, and if you do that like a Devin Booker did last night, and they run him off a screen with less than a second to go, and two defenders look to go with him, and it leaves Ayton open to go to the basket and get that alley-oop, that's exactly what you want out of your star players.
Yeah, it's exactly it, and you're exactly right. And nobody stepped up. I mean, listen, once the games got deeper, you know, and that's the second halves, and they started locking in on Joel Embiid, and it's, listen, I'm not taking anything away from Joel Embiid. I think, or I'm not trying to take away some of the blame, because Joel Embiid does deserve some blame.
Oh, no question.
Eight turnovers in Game 7 can't happen. But it's also a sin that he's got to do absolutely everything, because your point guard is non-existent on offense. And then Tobias Harris at least was attempting field goals, but was missing like open looks, shots that he's made forever. Now, does that tell me that he's not a big game player? Maybe.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? He gets tight in big moments?
I
needed a few buckets out of you, Toby.
You need to have players that will put their stamps on games like that. I saw a lot of Sixers players, instead of going after it with their hands extended, I saw them with their hands kind of behind their head saying, not me.
Yep.
Not me. And that's something that you have to embrace. You have to learn to overcome it. Big moments. You have to embrace big moments. You have to learn to go after big moments.
Yep.
And then you have to learn how to conquer big moments. And
the only guy did was Seth Curry.
Yeah.
And half the time, he wasn't on the court.
Because he was such a liability defensively. It was such an odd thing. So we're going to talk more Sixers, obviously, tomorrow on the John Kincaid Show. Mix in some disappointing Phillies. Eagles are kind of right around the corner. I think John has it down to 84 days before the regular season opener. So we're getting closer there. Andrew, of course, tomorrow will be on with Anthony Gargano on the midday show, the cousin, the Chunas. Always a lot of fun there. And then, of course, Mike Missanelli after that. We want to thank you for joining us on Beers with Bob. We always have a fun time doing this. We'll be back at you next week. And guess what, Andrew? Next week, I think we're going to be out of here. I think Beers with Bob next week might be somewhere else. You didn't hear about it. Trust me.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't hear about the broadcast at the Wells Fargo Center until...
Sometimes you're... That's why I call you to make sure you're in on the action. But we'll let you know about that. But we're getting close, and next week we might even be there, that we're going to take Beers with Bob out on the road. You know it's been our mission here.
And I will have beers with Bob.
It's been our plan, yes. And we want to have beers with you guys. That's why we have this show. Thanks again for joining us, as we said. Tough loss for the Phillies today. At least they're off tomorrow. Join us tomorrow morning on the John Kincaid Show. Me, John Kincaid, Pat Egan, and, of course, Jamie Lynch. We'll be there. Andrew the Chunas, of course, with Anthony Gargano tomorrow. Once again, Tyler Zuli, thanks so much for producing us tonight. Stay tuned. You got Devon Givens coming up. Beers with Bob, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. More ways to win. And I also have to tell you about something else. And that is FanDuel Sportsbook. I'm getting confused here, Tyler. FanDuel front end. Yes, because the NBA playoffs, they're here, Tyler, even though your local team is not. And you'll be in hoops heaven betting on all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. FanDuel is taking the excitement to another level. New and existing users can bet risk-free throughout the playoffs. And new users can get up to $1,000 back if your team doesn't win the first bet. Once you have an account, you can bet one same-game parlay risk-free every week. If your bet doesn't win, you'll get $10 back. Basketball fans, now's the perfect time to give FanDuel a shot. Just sign up with promo code BEER to bet the playoffs risk-free. Promo code BEER exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. 21 and older and present in Pennsylvania. Risk-free bet on first online real money wager only. And refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Same-game parlay refund issued as non-withdrawable of a site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.